Bo Short recently joined us at Manatech. His starting date was in May, early May of 2013, and his title is President of Business and Field Development in North America. So know that he is here for us in North America, which is really wonderful, and he's focused exclusively on business and field development. In fact, one of the things I said to him last night, I'm not sure it got taped, but I said, if Manatech ever tries to put any other work on your shoulders, Bo, I want you to say no as fast as you can and run the opposite direction. Because I really love what he's focused on for us. Let's talk about what his background is, because some of you don't know Bo. Bo's experience in direct selling has spanned 23 years in 21 different countries, 5 companies where he had climbed to the highest rank of leadership. Highest rank of leadership in the distributor organization with each engagement. So this guy's not done it once or twice or 3 times, but 5 times. He also became a best-selling author. He has 2 books out there. One of them is called Living to Win, and the other is The Foundation of Leadership. He's also served in various capacities outside of direct sales, including Vice President Strategic Partner Relations with the American Red Cross and President of the American Leadership Foundation. He has been referred to as one, and this is a quote, one of 52 of the brightest minds in the industry. And he's also been a keynote speaker to more than a million people in 21 different countries. So this guy is a seasoned veteran in how-to, in being out there in the field and making it happen. And he's shown it doesn't matter what company you're with. It doesn't matter what product you have. It's none of those things matter if you do it the right way, right? So anyway, he has a BA in Human Relations and Business and Industry from the College of William & Mary. That's his educational background. And I'll just give you a quote before I introduce him. He said, quote, unquote, I've been blessed personally, professionally, and financially in the industry, but I knew there was something more to accomplish. When presented with the opportunity to affect change on a global scale through the Give for Real program, I knew I had found that something more my soul was searching for. Many enter this industry to accomplish personal goals, but they also want to be part of doing something significant, something that will live on after they are gone. Manatech, as a social entrepreneur company, is positioned to address a global crisis while rewarding those people who champion our cause. So with that quote, no further ado, I'd like to introduce to you in our interview, which was live last night, and this is a replay, unedited replay of the interview I had with Mr. Bo Short.
This conference will.
So, welcome, Bo. How are you today?
I'm awesome, Marjo. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
We are just excited to have you not just on this call today, but also as a part of Manatech. So let me just kick off, because so many people out there are asking, they go, so if this guy has been in the industry for over 20 years, incredibly successful, made millions, I mean, why Manatech? Why home office? Can you answer that for us?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you ask the question. It's been 24 years. So I'm 54. I started when I was 30. When I was 30, I was just this young guy looking to do something significant in his life. I've got the greatest wife on the planet. I hope every husband on the phone would fight me on that. But I was at a point then that I was just, we're already working 60 hours a week. And I could tell then I could not do that forever. So fast forward to the age of 54. I did a leadership call recently where I made the comment to people. I said, you know, when you've got all the money you need, because if you do this well, you'll get all the money you need. But when you've got all the money you need, when you've taken all the pictures you've put on your dream board off, because you've been very blessed there as well, what does your life look like after your success? Now, I'm not 94, I'm 54. And I came to a point in my life that I started to wonder, okay, what do I do after I've got this? And that was when I got a call from Sam Castor. And that was really a turning point moment for me in my life, because I was very familiar with social entrepreneurship. Tom Shoes, my daughter is a Tom Shoes fan and purchaser for the last 3 years, and so I knew about the whole social entrepreneur model, but I kind of just tucked it away and went on with my life. And the reality is, this is the first time in my 24-year career history that I was willing to walk away from a very lucrative piece of the industry in the field and transition into the company, because I knew it was there that I could make more of a global difference and more do something significant. So why Manatech? Because this will be, as we evolve into this, and it's coming very rapidly, this will be the only social entrepreneur company in the world with a leveraged-based compensation or income model. The only one in the world. And it gives, for me, just a personal thing now, it gives me the opportunity to know that I can look back on my life and know that I did something significant. The opportunity to make a global impact on these 5 million children, as well as people that champion this mission, make an impact in their personal life for their goals and their dreams. There's just nothing else out there in this space, nothing else out there that can deliver this.
Great, great. Well, we are excited to have you, that's for sure. And you're feeling, just after being on board with us for a while, do you feel the people you've met at Manatech in corporate, you feel confident they have the what we call the right people on the bus there? I mean, do we have the staff that we need to fulfill the roles to really make this happen?
Yeah, not only the staff that we need, but I also know that the one thing I've so appreciated about the folks at Manatech is that they know as we grow that will grow as well. But yeah, there's incredible people there. One of the things that I was really struck with when I walked into the offices were the authenticity of the people at corporate and their shared vision for what we're going to accomplish together, and quite frankly, an anticipation that it's going to happen. There's a great expectation that it is going to happen, and if that's the beginning, if that's where we're starting, then bottom line is it's going to happen. So yeah, I feel unbelievably comfortable with the people in the seats.
Yeah, and I can tell you that you match a lot of us out here in the field from the perspective that the influence of Sam Castor in our lives. I know there's so many people on this call today and so many people involved with Manatech that when they heard Sam, that was the frosting on the cake. That was the decision maker, right? And for you,
the
same.
You know, Mary Jo, from the first phone call, I felt such a peace about it. Because keep in mind, this was a huge shift for me professionally. I mean, huge shift for me professionally. But the moment I talked to Sam, from my very first conversation, I just had this incredible peace that this is what I've been working towards my whole life. And I couldn't think of finer people with Sam and Linda and everybody else at Manatech to pursue this mission with. So, yeah, it was. It was such a peaceful thing to talk to somebody like Sam.
Great, great. And so where do you see this company? I mean, if you had a crystal ball 5 years from now, what's your projection? I mean, just, you know, I know we're not holding your feet to the fire, and this is not going on the NASDAQ tomorrow.
No, I understand. Yeah, you know, yeah. From a revenue standpoint, let me give it to you from something I think is maybe more impactful. Number one, there is a real mission here. Because I was brought in for this exact transition. I was brought in to facilitate transitioning from a traditional home-based business model into a social entrepreneur model. And so that is my direct vision to do that and what I've been tasked to do. But as I look down the road, as I think of where this is going to be, I honestly believe with all my heart. I mean, I was just recently in Africa with the Greenbelt movement that Wangari Maathai, who was a Nobel Prize winner for the environment. I was down on safari, and I had an opportunity to work with her organization down there. And she was a Nobel Prize winner. I look at Muhammad Yunus with the Grameen Bank. Microloans to the poorest people in the world, and that he was a Nobel Prize winner. And I look at the true and real authentic potential of what this company can be. When you think for a moment that you're tackling one of the largest crises in the world, you have some of the most significant, innovative, disruptive technologies to solve that problem, and having that force multiplier of a leverage-based income model behind you which kind of harnesses the power of people, there is no reason on earth that beyond solving the crisis, that this company cannot be as successful and as recognized as those other two entities are. And so when I sit back and I think of what's ahead of us, I think this is one of those things that everybody, I told somebody on the three-way call today, I said, here's the reality of this, and I mean this from the bottom of my soul, that this will be the single most significant professional thing you've ever done in your life. So don't look backwards. Move.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. I think I can use that on some three-way calls myself.
Well, Mary Jo, the truth is, it's the great part about this is that's why I was willing to walk away from what I walked away from, is because I honestly believe that this will be the single most significant professional thing we've ever done.
Yeah, wow, that's great. So tell me, you know, you talked about you were brought in to transition from home-based profit kind of home-based business model to social entrepreneur. What exactly is that role that they have you in? I know you're
technically,
yeah.
Well, technically by title, it's President of Business and Field Development North America. So I'm tasked with right now with the United States and Canada. And it's to bring number one, it's to help bring the messaging of what a social entrepreneur model is and how to deliver that message. You know, I know that for the past few years here, the company has been evolving into that, and some of the language has been out there. But there is a definitive moment now that this is going to happen. I mean, it's actually going to happen. And so there has to be an understanding of people, what is that language? What is the message? What does it really mean to be a social entrepreneur company? And how do you tell people that? So number one, that's one of my tasks. The other one is to bring us a systematic approach to doing it. How do we do this in a duplicative fashion so that somebody that says, look, I want to go beyond being a customer and I want to champion this mission. And with that leverage-based income model, the cool part about that, Mary Jo, is it gives us the opportunity. You know, if you've ever heard that statement, if you want to change the world, you have to first change yours. And unfortunately, that sets up a sequence of events. Unfortunately, that says you can't change the world unless you take care of Visa, MasterCard, college loans, time, you know, all these other things, security, freedom, all this other stuff. And so people are stuck in a position in their life where it's hard to think of tackling a bigger, significant global thing. Well, what's powerful about Manatech and this M5M movement that's created is it gives you the opportunity, the ability to do both of these things at the exact same time, change the world and change your world at the exact same time. And so one of my functions will be to teach people how to build their part of this so that they maximize their return and help us accomplish our mission, so that at the end of the day, if they got in this to help and are passionate about this mission of saving these 5 million kids, we're going to do it. If their passion is something else, the great thing is we can help them accomplish that and still accomplish our mission with them at the exact same time. So I'll be bringing in a system of learning and mentoring and coaching and a replicated way to kind of put this on the fast track so people can succeed quickly.
Great, great. So in talking about that for the field, right now, those are the big gaps that you're seeing, the gap of evolving this into, because, you know, a lot of us out here, we've been using, and you've heard that from some of us that you've met with already, that we've been using the, you know, the Borenstein model of these are the four steps, and we've been talking that way, and people have been leading with social entrepreneurship. I know a lot of people put on their business cards. So some of that initial language has been thrown around and bantered around already for a few years. So you're saying, I mean, clearly we're not very proficient at it, and you're in here, that's probably what you see as one of the greatest needs in the field is for us to get clarity and languaging them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of proficiency. I think it's a question of okay, now it's time. It's time to actually draw a line in the sand and step over and leave this model that we've done business with for almost 20 years and make that transition into a completely different model. Now, here's the thing that you and people on your team have going for you. One of the things that's going to help you capitalize on this new model is something you already know, how to build teams. How to build teams, how to leverage people, how to leverage strengths in people with each other and put this thing on the fast track. So you already have the skill sets for this. It's just now a question of establishing that skill set in this new model. So that's in the languaging. That's in understanding the metrics. I mean, what are the numbers? How many people do I have to share the products, the opportunity itself and the mission with? How do I do it? How do I create a sustainable team? And so I'll be able to help in that area. Because the number one thing is this, you've got the products. I've always known Manitech had the most remarkable products in this particular industry. I've always known that. And I think the key difference maker was the recognition that these products could make a huge difference in the fight of malnutrition. And when you made that connection, it's almost scary. It's like a rocket ship. And now it's just a question of evolving and going where that takes us, because that'll help people not only accomplish the big mission of M5M, but that'll help people accomplish the mission of making their own dreams come true as well.
Yeah, and trust me, Bo, that's so exciting for all of us to hear on the call, the fact that somebody who's been with other networking companies can sit back and say, I've always known Manitech has the best products. That's, you know, because I think sometimes we get spoiled here at Manitech, and we know how great our products are, and we've seen the results that they've triggered, life-changing results in people's lives. But you know, everybody out there in different companies speak so highly of their own products, like they've got something from, you know, outer space that's best.
I think
that can discourage some people sometimes, going, well, do we really have the best? If this guy has this from the shores of Okinawa or from the Himalayan mountains or from the,
There's companies with really good products. Don't misunderstand me. There's companies with excellent products. But the reality is this. I generally look beyond the associates in the field and their views of the products, and you look at customers. Because customers don't have a vested interest in a financial interest in the products. They have a vested interest in only their health. And did this impact their health? And what's powerful about Manitech is when you look at the customer base here, you recognize, oh my goodness, beyond products that associates love, these products have impacted people's lives like no other.
Yeah, right. And I think that you look at, you know, a lot of the things that have transpired in Manitech's history, you know, between the Texas AG and some of the issues around the pharmaceutical, you know, arena trying to quash us like a bug, you know, in their attempts to put us out of business and all that. And the reality is, even with all the turmoil we had, I mean, there are people, just even myself, that I never lost presidential status, even though I lost a bunch of, you know, volume. But, I mean, to have, you know, 100,000 of sustainable volume, and virtually every one of them at one time was probably just consumers. I mean, there weren't business builders out there. There were people that were disenchanted and basically had stopped doing everything, right? And I guess that doesn't happen in the average,
No, it doesn't. And here's the other thing to keep in mind too, Mary Jo. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. They just don't do it. You've got to be out making something happen in your life. When you've got a technology like this that's this disruptive, and it's this powerful, and it's made such a big difference in the lives of customers. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. I mean, you've got a locomotive that's running down the track, and it can be very intimidating and very threatening to large entities. And so when you know, it just happens that way. And that's one of the things I was always kind of blown away with Manitech, as I watched them go through this stuff. It was so cool to watch this company still maintain such an incredible sales figure. And that spoke to the power of the product.
Right. Amen to that. And we, all of us, I know there are many on the call that will tell you, I mean, they if they could speak freely about testimonials, which has been our history, I mean, you would just be blown away by, you know, just hearing 5 of them, no less, 500 of them, because it's just amazing the changes we've all experienced with these products as well. So let's talk about this. I want to jump in, though, kind of looking at business opportunity, because, I just did a 3-way call with somebody, and the people were excited, and I gave them like the history of Manitech and where we were today and the social entrepreneur, and I talked about, you know, our model, we have our methodology of payment structure is like what you would find in the network marketing industry, because they've adopted that kind of, you know, a leveraged income model to fight this social entrepreneur cause. I mean, I'm already using that language when I talk to new people looking at the company. But when they asked me at the end of the call, they said, well, you know, Mary Jo, we'd like to get some information. Could you give us some, you know, pass on some information to us and show us, you know, what this business model looks like, you know, what the strategy is. And I said, great. And I got off the call and I went, okay, what do I send them?
Right.
You know, it's like,
yeah, I understand.
I found myself. So, what is it? What is it that, I mean, in looking at making materials for this company moving forward, what is it that you see yourself contributing in that area, and how fast of a turn time can we have on some of those things?
Well, here's really the good thing, if you want to know the truth, because as I you know, came in, what, I think 3 weeks ago now, so it's been relatively recent. It was pretty easy to assess what was needed pretty quickly. So one of the things that I'll be coming out with in literally, I mean, we're talking days, okay? This is a period of days, not months at all, days.
Okay.
I'll have a trifold brochure that you'll be able to step people through the M5M mission and tie this into, if they're interested in the products, if they're interested in championing the mission, if they're interested in just being a customer and supporting it that way. So I'll have a care pad where you'll be able to, when somebody says, well, I'd like to champion this, how does that income model work? It'll be a care pad that you can sit down and actually just step people through the numbers real quickly. I'll have a first night pack so that when I sit down with someone and they say, wow, this looks really, really interesting. I like what I see in the trifold. I like what I see in the numbers. Can you leave me some information? That's critical right there. And I'll have that prepared here within the next 2 weeks. We've got a PowerPoint presentation that's feeding off of all that. We've got a weekly live streaming broadcast explaining the products, the opportunity, and the mission itself. And that will be launching here in the next couple weeks. We're going to be doing. I'll have a recorded version of it, so it's 24/7. So you can actually go on. Somebody who lives out of town, you can actually go on, click on it, and watch a full 25-minute presentation that steps them through this whole process. We'll be doing live streaming events out of my studio in Virginia, where we'll be doing a lot of mentoring and coaching and teaching people. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming. And the good part about the response from corporate staff has been they have been unbelievable in their response to me. And
so
much of this stuff is coming. I mean, it'll feel like it's overnight. Because I like the trifold brochure is 80% done already. I'll have it done this week. The care pad to explain the numbers, I'll have it done this week. The languaging, all that kind of stuff will be done this week.
Great. Oh, can we use it? We are so thankful for that. That's going to be awesome for us in the field, because I think it's one of the things, you know, personally, I think as I look out there in the field, and of course my business has been growing, you know, really well over the last year and a half, and I've been, you know, working out there very, very hard at it, but I think that a lot of people are feeling held back because they don't feel like they have these tools available, and I think if, you know, I want to kind of get rid of no excuses, right? I mean,
right.
We really want our people out there so empowered that now it's just a matter of, hey, let's just get out there and start marching.
Let me interject something here, because I think everyone this is something everyone knows, but I want to say this too, because I'm the new guy. I've got 3 weeks under my belt. But I want you to know, one of the first names I heard when I came on board was Mary Jo. One of the first, the success you're having, the rhythm you've established in building the team and helping so many people. And I just want you to know, that's why when you asked me to do this call, I am so honored to be here, because I was told from the day I walked in the door that you are one of the key leaders here at Manatech, and just know that it's, you're not being talked about just when you're there, you're being talked about when you're not there. And that, to me, is a testament for a real leader and somebody that's doing something significant.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And trust me, there are a lot of people on this call today. You know, my calls are open to everybody in Manatech. I have a heart and passion to help everyone. And it's crazy, but it's like, you know, when I'm out even in the field, I go, well, maybe why don't you take me to go to that meeting with you? And it's one of my organizations like me, they go, Mary Jo, she's not in our downline. And I'm like, so what? You know,
That's funny.
It's really funny. And in fact, one of the gals from Minnesota is coming in town in June to work on, you know, with her presidential, who's also going to be here from out of town, and they're going to work on in the field here and in trying to sign up somebody. And she said, "Mary Jo, is there any place I can stay in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that with a Manatech associate?" And I go, "You can stay at my house."
Oh, that's great. Well, I got to tell you, you know what's great about you, though, Mary Jo, because here's the reality, and I've always said this. I've written books on leadership. I've spoken to a million people in 21 countries. And here's the thing I've learned, that if you have to be the guy, you'll never be the guy.
Right.
But if you allow other people and empower other people to be the guy, you'll always be the guy. And I mean men or women. The thing I love about you, having spent time with you over these last 3 weeks, is you're so empowering to other people. It's this goodwill, you just give it away. And goodwill is like this free thing you can just give away to everybody. And when you do that, it comes back to you tenfold. So I have such respect for what you've done.
Thanks. Well, that's all, you know, to me, it's all biblical. You know, it's like I keep emptying my cup because I know the Lord's going to refill it. And if I, you know, and there's no use for me hanging on to that cup, it just doesn't make any sense to me across the board in my life. So I love that. All right. So let me ask you another thing. You know, you taught me something the other day when I was in the office with you and Al for a couple of hours. We spent some time together just talking about business strategies and things. And one of the things you looked at me, you said, "Mary Jo, have you ever heard about looking zone?" And I was like, I said, "Well, I never heard of looking zone." And it was so impactful to me. Can you just go through that with this call on this call today? I've actually started training it. I was in Minneapolis this past week for 3-4 days and I trained it and because it blew me away. It was like it helps on so many levels in terms of our psychology of prospecting that I can't even, it's from start to finish, feeling rejection, it throws away that whole concept. I mean, it's like, and it gives you this concept of empowerment over your future, that these people really are going to, at one point, they're valuable assets, don't toss them aside, they're not rejecting you. I mean, it really answers so many questions. So let me hear from you again on that looking zone and maybe...
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's okay. Now, it's kind of hard to get a visual on this on the phone, but if you were to draw two horizontal lines 5 inches apart, so on top of each other, but separate them by 5 inches, just kind of look at it that way. And then you were to draw a line out, take the bottom line and start below that line and go straight up through the top line and straight down again. You will have been outside of the line both times, but there's a portion that's inside these two lines. What's inside these two lines is the looking zone. That's now, and if everybody's confused by what I just said, wait till Mary Jo comes to your town and she'll draw it out for you. But the reality is
Bo, let me tell you what I've done. I've actually attached a drawing of this to what I sent out for the call this morning.
Perfect,
so they're all
perfect.
Looking at it. Perfect.
Okay, that's awesome. So picture this. I approach somebody about this mission. I approach somebody about that, and it's important to understand this too. I really believe this, that your function is to be a solutions provider. Your function is to dance. You're talking to somebody, it's like a dance. There's a different rhythm. Some people, they're real fast-paced. You move a little faster. They're a little slower. You move a little slower. But there's a rhythm to this. And what your function is to find out what they need, what they're looking for, what problem you can solve. Some people, it's strictly health. If it's health, you don't even get into the opportunity attached to this mission. If it's strictly health, you talk products to them. But the reality is, well, just for a second, let's go to business itself. People are at different stages in their life, but everybody passes through the looking zone in multiple times in their life. If you talk to somebody tomorrow that's not looking, that doesn't mean they're not. That doesn't mean that's how they feel 3 months from now. But how that encounter works with them now when they're not looking will matter when they are looking. So if I'm talking to Fred today, he's just not looking. He's kind of overwhelmed at work, but he's not ready to do anything different. He doesn't want anything different right now, or he doesn't think he does. Then how I leave Fred matters. If I sit there and I talk to Fred about what I'm doing and Fred passes, then it's important that I learn to say to Fred, "Hey, Fred, it's obviously not the right time in your life right now. Why don't we do this? Why don't I stay in touch with you, give you a call every couple months, kind of let you know how I'm doing, how things are progressing, how we are in this mission of ours, and if things are different for you, we'll talk then. If not, no big deal." Now, understand that last statement, no big deal, will be a game changer if people will learn how to use that properly. You know, if you're interested, then great. If not, no big deal, because it's non-threatening. And what I find, if you do that, if you leave a person who's not looking in the right frame of mind, when they are looking, oftentimes they'll call you. And they'll say, hey, are you still involved in that M5M program? Are you still involved in that? Because, you know, I'm kind of at a different place in my life. And this is what's important and empowering. If you will know that when I am talking to somebody that's not looking, it doesn't matter how good I am, they're not looking. The neat part is when they're looking, it doesn't matter how poorly I do this because they're looking. And that shift is huge. So how you leave someone when they're not looking will determine how you can work with them when they are looking, because they'll remember the class and dignity that you showed them when you talked to them earlier.
Mm-hmm. This is why it's so empowering. I mean, knock my socks off, because how many people out there, especially new people getting involved in this social entrepreneurship business model, are going to be out there sharing, and when they get rejection, they take it so personal, like the person doesn't reject them. When you look at this looking zone concept, you can right away classify they're not in the looking zone, right? I mean, it's not about me.
Yeah.
They're not in the looking zone. And so it gets rid of that whole concept of rejection. It keeps your opportunities open, knowing that, you know, down the road, clearly at some point they could be. I think that really takes away a lot of just the discouragement that might come along with many of us as we just know it's perfect for somebody and they don't see it. And we're like, well, you know, it's almost like we want to tell them, you know, your brain needs Amber Toast because it's not seeing this, you know?
Well, let me throw this out to you, because this is the power of social entrepreneurship. This is the power of where we're going, we're evolving into. Now, follow me on this. The biggest, and one of the things I'll be doing a lot of teaching on is how to call people, what to say, how to say it, when to say it. And here's the truth, and I'm not going to get in too deep into this with people, but if I could share a little bit of this with people. People aren't afraid to call people. What they're afraid of is how to answer questions like, what is it? What do you do exactly? So people avoid calling people, not out of the fear of saying, hey, Fred, I've got something I'm doing I want you to look at. It's, well, okay, what is it? That's what scares people. The message of the social entrepreneur message is the most freeing, self-empowering message you can ever have, because when somebody says to you, what is it? If you say, listen, I've got it now, let's talk the business piece of this for a second. And I don't, when I say that, please know everyone, I'm not understating the power of the products, because I do know that's the other passionate side of this that I share. But just from the business piece of this, let me throw this out. Hey, Fred, listen, I've got a project I'm working on, and I just have to sit down with you, and we need to talk. I've got something I want to run by you, and if you're intrigued, we'll talk more about it. If not, no big deal. Well, what is it? Well, it's a social entrepreneur company out of Dallas, Texas, and it's the movement is called M5M. You ever heard of it? Well, no, what's that all about? That's the easy part. We get together, I'll explain it to you. If you're intrigued, we'll talk more. If not, no big deal. But, I mean, what do you do exactly, Bo? Well, Fred, have you ever heard of Tom's Shoes? No, what's that? Well, it's really cool. It's a social entrepreneur company that donates shoes to a child in need every time somebody buys a pair of shoes. It's the coolest thing in the world. I'm working with a company that has some very specific technology and a mission to save 5 million kids from dying of malnutrition. And they have a very similar program as Tom's Shoes. But the unique thing about this company is they actually will pay people like you and me to help them. You know, if we're willing to champion this, they'll pay us. So what I'd like to do, and I'm doing it, what I'd like to do is sit down with you, show you how that works. If you're not interested in that part, that's okay. It's no big deal. I'd still like your help, because it's kind of like the Tom's Shoes concept. You can still help me help these kids one way or the other. So why don't we get together Tuesday or Wednesday? You tell me what's best, and we'll go from there. And I got to tell you, that empowers people, because only in a social entrepreneur model can you actually ask for help. In network marketing, you can't ask for help, Mary Jo.
Right.
You can't ask for help.
Because it's like, help me make money.
Yeah.
and that's the awkwardness, and especially with our social. I think I've never been in another networking company, but everybody always tells me the philosophy around the associate base in Manatech is something so unique compared to other
types of networking companies that a lot of classic networkers don't get attracted to us because we have such a heart and passion to help others. And so, but the problem with that is that because we have such a strong heart and passion to help others, a lot of times people shy away from discussing the business, all the right? So it's so product and so focused on serving. So when you shift to social entrepreneurship and taking this approach, it is 1,000% hits a home run ball with all of us that are so product-oriented and service-oriented, right?
The social entrepreneur model, and because that's what this, you know, the reality is because of the product, and let's be very blunt, it's because of the product that this company can evolve into a social entrepreneur company. If you don't have this product, you can't do it. You just can't do it. But it's because of the product that you can do it. It's because of the leverage-based income model that you can actually do that on the fast track and do it in huge, rapid numbers in big time. But, yeah, it's taken the people that are very business-minded and very product-minded and put them together under this banner that there is a place for everybody here.
Right. Right. Oh, I can see it. I can feel it. In fact, I, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask of you was about, you know, how do you shift to finding business builders? But you really have answered that. You've answered it because we're not quote unquote looking for, we're looking for social entrepreneurs. We're not looking for business builders. We're looking for social entrepreneurs. So that whole language around that is going to be, we're looking for champions, which I know they're now changing the names of all of our packs. Every associate pack is going to have the word champion associate, right? We're going to have a champion, preferred or star champion. So that's going to allow us, you know, that's what we're looking for. So we can talk in terms of, you know, championing our cause. You know, this is what, you know, this is what's so awesome. We have the product to make that difference. We have that product.
Yep.
We have it to really, truly accomplish M5M. And no other company's position like we are to do that, right?
There's not. We are going to plant a flag in a space that no one lives in. There are social entrepreneur companies out there, but we're getting ready to plant a flag in a space that has the only social entrepreneur company with this leverage-based income model. And nobody lives in that space. And that will be the most liberating, freeing thing for people that, you know, because here's the other piece of this, you know, that this is still, if you read the mission statement, it's not just about saving these kids. It's about rewarding and incentivizing the people that champion the mission. This is about helping people make their dreams come true. So the more money you make, and remember, empty plates don't feed starving children. It takes men and women with resources to nourish these children. And so there's nothing to be embarrassed about doing well in your life. And the neat thing is the better you do, the more kids we save, the better you do. It's a direct cause and effect, and that's what makes this so unique. We will plant a flag where nobody lives.
Yeah, and talk about, you know, that we have talked for the last, I don't know, 6 months maybe, brought up the concept of red ocean, blue ocean. We're really taught, and you're familiar with the Blue Ocean Strategy, the book? And this is truly like, this is like putting a nail in the, I mean, it's just right down in the heart of it, is that we are clearly in that blue ocean. No one touches us. They don't have the products. They can't even come close. And we have this mission, and the product is what allows us to be the forefront leaders in accomplishing M5M. Because of the product. So no one touches us. Yeah, cool. I love that languaging. I love all of that. That's going to serve us in so many ways. So when we look at our business model today, when we look at, because you recognize, I'm sure, coming on board with us, even though you've only been here 3 weeks, that there's this Everest type thing, like a bunch of people never want to talk about the business, then there's the people that want to grow the business, and it's, you know, this inherent conflict that we've had in Manatech since the moment I started in it. I didn't see it at first, but clearly at conventions, you had the business builder, business type people that led with business, then you had people lead with product. But today, when we're talking about that, it's a leading with the mission, which includes the business and the product, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's no longer three approaches or two approaches. It's really one approach that encompasses all three.
That's exactly right, because here's the truth. If you are more product-leaning, then you have got the perfect place in the world to live. If you're more business-leaning, you've got the perfect place in the world to live, because a social entrepreneur grabs both of those types of people and embraces them and offers each one of them a vehicle to kind of pursue their interests in doing this well. So, yeah, that is gone. See, that's why it's really important to understand what this is and that definitive line in the sand, so people can process the information and start to understand, okay, what's the language? How do I speak about this? Not trying to be cute and clever, but how do I speak about it from a really authentic viewpoint? And, yeah, so what this umbrella does, this social entrepreneur positioning and model does, is it grabs both sides and hugs them together and says, hey, you both have a perfect home here.
Yeah, awesome. And I can just, you know, I'm feeling it just in our conversation today, Bowen. I really appreciate you being with us. But the one of the things that I think, because I have so many friends that, you know, have been around Manatech for 10-plus years, and they've been through the ups and downs. They've had the great runs. They've had the, you know, the falling off the cliff, so to speak. And some of them are just, you know, they've spent the last 3, 4, 5 years just kind of being a little bit discouraged. But I the answer is what we have. I mean, everything you've talked about today on this call is exactly – to me, I'm getting more and more impassioned, and I've already heard, you know, I mean, I've already been a part of this process, but it just makes me like, I want to hang up the call right now and go out and share this with 20 more people today. That makes sense. Yeah, and so I think it's invaluable to have somebody with your energy, and we appreciate you so much with your energy around this to be able to. And I realize that's one of the reasons Sam desperately wanted you on board, because we needed somebody internally like you to grab onto this and formalize it. I mean, really take it and put in place all the tools we need, the languaging we need, the vision we need to truly convert us to what we've been kind of struggling with since Sam incorporated this vision in our Give for Real program. It's needed, and I can tell you, from my perspective, I can't wait to see some of these materials come out. I'm holding my breath.
Well, I appreciate it.
You bet, and we appreciate you. I don't have anything else to ask you. I just appreciate everything that you've offered tonight and given us a lot of information, a lot of things that we can use in our business, even languaging. I'm sure people are going to play this back, you know, many times just to pick up words you've said today. And
let me throw this out to you, and then I'll give it back to you. And just, I'm honored to be here, especially with you, Mary Jo. Just to be on this call with you I'm honored to do it. With your great success in the field and the number of people that you're leading and helping has been incredible. But let me throw this out to you. So one of the things that you're going to be getting a lot from me coming up is the messaging, how to answer questions, how to you know, the reality is people will still have objections. It's just human nature. I mean, it's change is brings human nature into it. But so there's going to be a lot of talk about messaging and things like that. But here's what I want you to know. If you're listening to this call and you have been around Manatech for a number of years and you know, this is intriguing to you, let me just say this to you, that I want you to look beyond just being intriguing. And I want you to realize that you were brought to Manatech for a reason. And it is, and the same reason for me, I feel the same way. Maybe the reason is that this company has evolved into what will be, I believe, the most significant force for positive change in the world in a company. And you're in it. You're a part of it. It's what you do with it that matters. Molière said all men are alike in their dreams and all men are alike in the promises they make. But what makes them different is what they do. It's not just what you think. It's not what you say. It's what you do. And here's a chance to do something and be a part of something that I believe professionally will be the single most significant thing you've ever done in your life. So if you've been in and you've lost hope, get it back. If you're in and you're excited, let's run forward and do something, because we're going to do something that's never been done before. It's never been done before, and we're going to do it because you are positioned perfectly for that enormous, significant change. So, Mary Jo, I'm honored. I wouldn't miss being here for anything in the world, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Bo, and we're so excited. We can't wait. And for those of you on the call that have never met Bo, you're going to love him just like all of us have grown to love him over just the last 3 weeks. I mean, I never heard of his name before 3 weeks ago, and now, you know, it's been such a blessing to get to know him and work with him, and I can tell you his level of sophistication, his commitment to the cause, his heart and passion behind this, and, of course, knowing what's really, you know, driving you, Bo, the fact that, you know, when you walk in an environment like that, that's why I think it's important to ask that big question, why are you here? And it's just to see the legacy that you're going to leave. And this is the significance for you walking in your life. You're going, I don't have a more significant place to be in this moment than with Manatech. So thank you so much, Bo. We appreciate you. And we just will keep you lift you up in prayer, and we're just going to hold our breath as we wait to see all these great materials roll out over the next few weeks. Thanks again, Bo, for being with us. Okay, everyone, great. So just some feedback from some of you here on the call today. I know I have sheets and sheets of paper. I'm taking quotes down. I'm taking words down. I'm going to probably I was taking notes when I interviewed him. I took notes again today as I listened in. What's going on in all of your minds on the field? Any questions, comments?
Mary Jo?
You off mute. Yeah.
It's Michael Vanderhoof. I just wondered, do you know if he's coming to all of the ManaQuest events?
He's going to be at every one of them.
Awesome.
Every one of them. Isn't that great? Yep. I mean, he's probably going to be almost keynoted at each one of them.
Yeah,
because it's kind of his unveiling to Manatech Associates. And if we didn't see him at Manifest at all, because they didn't even have a contract with him at Manifest, so he
right.
didn't show up on stage really in any significant way. You're gonna see him on stage doing some significant work at each of the ManaQuests. Right. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mary Jo, this is Ann at Johnson. Hey, bravo. Just bravo. I am just jazzed to get the replay of the call and get it out to people.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? It's just the content is just so great. His languaging, I'm telling you, I just listen to his words and I go, I can't write fast enough to get the call out.
Well, and the way he described the brochure that's coming out, not only the timeliness of it, which is magnificent beyond belief, but also the content. I mean, yes. That's exactly
what
we need.
Exactly, yeah. And I love, don't you, the whole idea of we have always had this product versus business, now versus mission, and now it's like it's all melded into one. I mean, it's one presentation.
Well,
you know,
it
you
is.
Feel,
it's a total win-win-win-win.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's like, it's a duh.
Yeah. Yeah, the significance of using the languaging around, you know, how you a lot of people talk about if you want to change the world, you must first change yourself. Well, isn't it awesome to be able to have this model where it gives everyone the opportunity to do both of these things at the exact same time? I mean, that language in and of itself can cause people to go, wow, right? Because you can see where some people say, I'm not good enough, or I don't, you know, all the shortcomings we focus on in ourselves, thinking that we're not capable. When you hear somebody tell you that, all of a sudden you're going, wow, I want to be a part of that, right? I mean,
and people owe it to themselves to listen to this.
Absolutely.
People who've been away, I mean, if they're not willing to listen to this, then they can just keep on keeping on. But this,
exactly.
This
well, they're not
like,
in the looking zone, okay?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Anyway, thank
the
you and bravo.
Zone. Okay, thank you, Dal. Thanks, Ann. Thanks for the comments. Yep. Anyone else?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Mary Jo, this is Marlis.
Hi, Mar.
And like I said before, Manatech has hit a home run by bringing him on board. This is just awesome.
I know.
And I love the comment that we'll plant a flag where nobody lives.
Oh,
it gave
me
goosebumps.
Right. It gave you goosebumps. Yeah, we're going to plant a flag in a space where no one else lives. Oh, I wrote that down. I have that in my quotes in my notes. Yes, I know. Awesome. It is. It just it gives you chills, doesn't it? It's like
yep.
We are really. And you can see why he came on board. I mean, he saw this. I mean, that
yep.
first phone call with Sam, before they even met for like a whole day, they had a phone call, and he walked away from that phone call totally moved. I mean,
yeah.
it it was like I'd have to be crazy not to put my, you know, stake in the ground with this company. You know, I mean, that's how he felt. So that's cool. Great, great. Thanks, Mar. Yeah, it was terrific. And are all you guys feeling the same way I do, that you want to re-listen to this 5 times to pick up all the language? I thought maybe what I would do is start type out a sheet and just put about 20 of the best quotes. And, of course, what I view as best quotes may not be what you view as best quotes, but at least it'll get you started and you can grab onto some of that language to use when you're sharing. I would have liked to have had some of it with my 3-way call yesterday. I did, but now I have it. Now I'm going to incorporate it. So I'll be, because I'm going to do that for myself, so I'll be more than happy to pass that on to all of you as well. Yeah.
Hi, Mary Jo. It's Joyce.
Hi.
Hi. You're the best. This was incredible. We are there. We've arrived. And for those of us that we have the passion, you know, we know this is just the last piece of the puzzle. And again, I know you hear it a lot of times, but you can't hear it too much. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dal. Absolute. Well, he's an amazing guy, and we are so fortunate to have him. And very. And by the way, I don't think I told you guys, the other day, you've heard me say, I never heard of Bob Short, because I'm not hanging out in the industry every day in terms of reading every single thing that ever happened in the history of it, network marketing and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't know him from Adam, you know. I mean, I thought his name was a little unique, but not that I have any problem with Bo. But when I said Bo Short, I said, why isn't he Bo Tall or something? No, I'm kidding. We were laughing about that, giggling. But the incredible thing was the fact that I called Susan Havener, and a lot of you, of course, know Susan's been in the industry, and some of you probably maybe even longer than she is, but she's been in the industry for 40 years. And she asked me the other day, we were on the phone together, and she goes, well, what do you think of Bo in Short? And I said, well, you know, he's the new pretty face in town, but I really like him. I said, I found my first interactions with him. He's got great languaging. He's got great messaging. And I said, I don't know him really well, so every time I've interacted with him, and we've been together for 2.5 days at different things, full day sessions at Manatech headquarters, and I've been impressed. And she goes, well, let me tell you, Mary Jo, this is from Susan Havener. She said, when Sam told us they were getting Bo Short, she said, oh, my gosh. She just was blown away from an industry perspective that Manatech could attract somebody of that caliber internally. She said, it's going to change the way it's, he says, this is a change maker for Manatech. And she's so excited. So I just thought I'd relay that information as well, that Susan Havener had that insight into getting Bo Short on her staff.
Mary Jo,
this is Mary in Phoenix. I really appreciate that you were able to have Bo on this morning. And I believe that for many of us who have been with Manatech for a while, we lose the perspective of what we really have. We value it, but we don't realize how valuable it is. And for Bo to come in and remind us that people who are not in Manatech have been watching us and they know what we have is very significant. It's very encouraging. And I, too, agree with you. I want to go out and talk to 20 people today. And it's Monday, and it's the last week of the business period. And I need to do that today.
Wouldn't it be fun?
So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, post this call if all of a sudden Manatech saw 200 new people sign up in Manatech today. They're going, oh, my God. I mean, we'd be going, hey, look at what happened. Post Monday call. Woo. Yeah. No, I agree with you totally, 100%, because it is that outside perspective that we're getting,
Mary Jo,
of how people perceive us. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo, you can hear me?
Yep.
Hey, it feels like we've been through a long winter.
Super. Is that Bob?
I'm here, yes.
Okay,
can
great.
You hear me?
I did. Yeah.
It just feels like we've been through a long winter, and we're just now coming into spring.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It does have that sense about it, doesn't it? Because we have been in the valley for a while, and now, you know, it's not that we knew we didn't have it. Some of us always knew it was, I mean, especially those of us that stayed the course and really put our we call it butt on the line with Manatech. We knew we had it, but we just we wanted, when is it going to blossom? When is the fertilizer going to hit the seed? And we knew it was there. It was just, and I think Bo is that catalyst here, and that's maybe how we look at him. He's a catalyst that's going to really provide us the best of the best in terms of materials and focus and messaging that'll allow us all to feel the freedom to go out there and just open the world to what we have. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Rachel, when is this going to be on the archive? Rachel?
It is. Yeah, it'll be posted. In fact, because it's already taped, I guess Lydia will probably have it posted in, what do you think, Lyd?
Within an hour.
How's that?
Within an hour. Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good. All right, everybody. Well, I love you. Let's go out and make a difference. Nothing that would be better. Like I said, if we just, take some of this. I promise about the languaging. I'll put that together today probably. So I'll send that out as a follow-up to the Monday call within the next 24 hours for you. But you yourself, every one of us, just like Marla said, even though that was one of the sentences I wrote down too, we all had our favorite language from him in this. And some of it, for me, I had probably 20. There'd probably be between 10 and 20 statements he made that I want to capture because I want them sitting next to me when I'm doing a three-way call. I want to start incorporating them into my languaging when I talk to people. He does such a good job with words. He's such a great wordsmith, and so I really honor him for that, and I can't wait to see the materials he creates because, he's going to be incorporating that into those as well. So it's exciting. And I appreciate all of you, so let's go out and take this wonderful new day. It's springtime, and let's go make it happen. All right, any last-minute comments before I go?
Mary Jo, this is Evangeline.
Evangeline, hi.
Thank you so much. You have hit a home run as well as Bo. But I wanted to let people know that if they have not listened to the Manatech Live where Bo spoke on Tuesday, please go back and
where they introduced Bo kind of the field. It was 2 weeks ago, I think, yeah.
He was tremendous.
Yeah.
He was very, very good. So
great. So you can listen to that as well, right? Yes, he talked about his background and why he came to Manatech and what's in store for all of
us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for waking us up.
You bet. Well, thanks, Manatech. I mean, thanks, Sam. I mean, we again go back to who deserves the credit for all this. Not that we need to place credit for anything. We're all part of this together. But Sam is the one that had the insight to approach Bo and say, "Hey, we need you here, and this is why," and open up that door for Bo to come and join us. Because without Sam, Bo wouldn't have been here. And so thank you, Sam, for having the incredible insight on, the next step for this company. And we appreciate all of that activity. Okay, everybody, love you all. Have a great week. Let's make a difference. Let's go out there and explode this business. We really have so much in store for us. And, again, for those of you who haven't registered yet for a ManaQuest, if there's no greater reason to go to ManaQuest than just to go hear Bo talk and meet him and talk to him, shake his hand, and get to know him better, that you ought to be there for that. So see if you possibly, any way you can piece together your time frame, your schedule to be at a ManaQuest. I know I'm going to be up in Chicago. I'm going to just the Chicago one, so I hope to see a bunch of you there, and I'm looking forward to having a great time at the ManaQuest and then Branson at the end of August. So love you all. Have a great week. We'll be back in next Monday. Talk to you, everybody.
Mary Jo.